Welcome back to our Bonusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz along with the head coach of the BSU Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, Fridays have not been kind to your team. Why do you think that is?
Well, that's a good question, Kelly. You know, we'd like to know the answer to that to ourselves. But, obviously give Duluth a lot of credit for yesterday. I thought they played a really solid game in a lot of areas. And that was probably the biggest factor is just how well they played. But, again, having an opportunity now to watch film and kind of look at that game after, you know, being on, you know, from stepping back from the emotional side of it. We just need to be grittier. We need to be a little tougher in certain areas. I thought we lost a lot of battles, especially along the wall. They did a real nice job of standing up, and they kind of flooded us to one area, and we just had difficulty getting it by them. So there's some things we need to do a little differently in terms of getting the puck out of our zone. That'll certainly help us in terms of how the tempo of the game goes and keeping them from pinning us in our end.
Well, your team was able to tie up the game after they scored. Obviously a positive to be able to battle back against a team like Duluth, who has, like you said, probably two of the best forwards in the country. What do you need to do to stop those two from getting on the scoreboard?
Well, it's, they're similar to there's a lot of teams in the league that have talented players, and you got to just play your game. Certainly, our rush defense has to be really good in terms of, you know, when we're coming back on when they have the puck and they're on a rush, we need to make sure that we're coming back hard. We're looking for trailers. We're picking up people away from the puck, letting our defensemen handle the one-on-ones portion of it. And if they get pucks to the net, we got to get there and get sticks. Probably the best way to keep them off the board is to make them play defense. And if we can keep that line in their zone playing defense, then that's going to be to our advantage. And we can do it. We just have to, again, get the puck in the zone and start cycling, start working it north to south, east to west, and just making them play in their zone.
Your third period late there, you got some great looks. Lauren Miller, Alexis Joyce hit the crossbar. Even Emily Berglund had some good looks. But how do you create that urgency a little earlier in the game than having to wait there late?
Well, it's certainly one of the things we talked about. We talked about playing with a sense of urgency, and I think that's just a natural the way games go. You're down by a goal late. You pull the goalie. I think everybody's always going to be a little bit more. They're going to have that sense of urgency. But no question, if you can play like that at the beginning of the game, it's going to help, especially against a good team like Duluth in their building. So again, today it's just a matter. It's not a matter of their willingness to compete, their effort, anything like that. It's being grittier, being tougher in certain areas, and that starts with winning battles.
Talking to a few people from the other side, obviously mentioned that Brittany Mowat had a fantastic game last night. Without her, that might have been a higher scoring game for Duluth. Do you agree?
Britt made some big saves for us, but I think if you ask her, you know, a lot of them for her were fairly routine. There were a couple of, I remember in the first period, there was a couple bang-bang plays where she had to make a good reaction stop. But, that was the shots on net were kind of a byproduct of what they were doing to us and our difficulty getting the puck out of the zone. So, we've grown accustomed to Britt playing like that. I mean, she's just been outstanding, certainly in my time here, and she's certainly one of the best goalies in the country, and she proved that again last night.
One thing that's different here in Duluth than back home is the TV timeouts. How much did that affect your team?
I don't know if it really affected it. It affects the flow of the game. I mean, that's probably the biggest thing. We were trying to not necessarily roll four lines, but we were playing four lines, and I know they were not. So that time certainly gives them time to rest, and when you're shortening your bench, it plays into that. So it benefits you. It benefits the team that likes to play with a short bench. But you know, it is what it is. I mean, if that's the way it's going to be called, then you know, we'll just adjust to it.
I had a chance to watch that goal by Madison Hutchinson. Well, actually went off the foot of Jack Casa. She didn't want that goal. She wanted it to go to Maddie. Kind of a class act on your freshman's part there.
Well, she said it didn't hit her foot. So, I mean, I know it was kind of tough to tell from the bench. She just said she didn't think it touched her foot. So I think if it had, who knows if she would have said it or not. But, I guess knowing Jack the way she is, she probably wants to – it's probably not the way she wants to get her first goal. So that's probably why she said it didn't hit her skate.
That's kind of what I told the Bulldog folks up there in the press box. But what does your team need to do here? Obviously, Saturdays have been better in series like these. What does your team need to do to get a win here today?
Well, I think really, really important we have a good start, Kelly. I think we have to come out and show them that, you know, we're here, we're back, we're going to battle, we're not just going to, you know, go into the turtle position and allow them to dictate the play. We got to come out and get after it. And again, it goes back to what I said earlier. We just got to be grittier and tougher and just combine that work with our work ethic. That's going to give us a chance.
Any changes to today's lines?
Nope. Everything's the same.
Good luck today, Coach. I'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly.
Go get those Bulldogs.